G'day everybody. So I'm actually going to be given a report on some research that is ongoing at the moment. There's a research paper that will be published here shortly, and you'll be able to get all the gruesome details out of that. So this is going to be a very quick overview of what's going on at the moment. One of the issues that has been out there right now, or seen as an issue, is there are a number of certification authorities that are trusted by default in browsers and operating systems that are the source of trust for a lot of transactions that occur, especially on the internet. Last year, a bunch of those CAs appeared in the news for all the wrong reasons, and this caused a lot of folks to run around and say, you know, the sky is falling, and we've got to overhaul the whole system. We need a different mechanism of trust. The main method of attack was using a man-in-the-middle attack, and instead of going against an individual website, folks figured out it's much more profitable if you could attack a CA. And now, of course, the main issue that was identified is with the number of CAs that are trusted in a browser. There may be up to several hundred that are trusted in your browser of choice or your operating system of choice. And even though they are all trusted the same, they don't necessarily all operate the same. And all you have to do is compromise the one with the weakest link. It's that same old adage that I heard yesterday in refeds. If you're out on the tundra and you come across an aggressive grizzly, or not a grizzly on the tundra, it'd be a polar bear, wouldn't it? So if you came across a polar bear, how fast do you need to run? Only faster than your companion. And the same deal applies to the CAs. You just got to find the weakest link. So, as a result of saying, look, we've got some issues here, there were a number of proposals that were put forward saying, we can solve this issue. We don't need the CAs anymore, or perhaps we build on the CAs because there's a combination of these in here. There were 8 different proposals that were assessed in this research. They're listed up there. Perspectives, Convergence, MacEye, Dane, Public Key Pinning, Sovereign Key, CA Records in DNSSEC, and Certificate Transparency. Basically, the researchers defined a metric for evaluating each of these against a certain set of categories and just give them a rating of 1 to 10. Eventually came up with a metric that applied to all of them. That was a difficult thing to do, but came up with something they believe that works. And this is the set of categories that they came up with. Number one, you can't pin your hopes on something that will never get off the ground, so there had to be a defined business case, and resources need to be available to operate the proposals. Another aspect that was considered was that if you were going to change things, you had to consider what impact that was going to have. Are the web clients going to have to change? Are web hosts going to have to change? Are relying parties going to have to change the way that they operate? The system obviously has to scale. We did not want to introduce any additional latency into the existing process. Clients should be able to identify these attacks that happened last year, so when an attack was happened, be able to identify when that was happening and respond to that. They must be able to revoke whatever became your mechanism of trust and be able to manage that. The default implementation, keeping in mind that maybe the folks in this room are power users, but the average person out there is just going to accept the defaults, and so the defaults out of the package had to work. They had to not introduce a single point of failure into the system and be susceptible to DOS attacks. They had to solve the man-in-the-middle attack, or at least take a good whack at it. And privacy must be protected. So these were the considerations in the research. Each of the categories were ranked, and in the paper you'll see the reasons for the scores that they got. And this is how they came out, which was rather surprising to the researchers. The conclusions are there are a bunch there that are not yet ready for prime time, but there are perhaps at least one or two that might be worth considering further in their current form. The industry has not sat on its haunches this whole time. CAB Forum has published a mantra for addressing this as well. They set out 4 key initiatives that they're focusing on. These 4 key initiatives were rated against the existing system. This was seen as perhaps a little bit prejudiced, so we take out the numbers for changes. And you see that you end up with some scores that are relatively close. The conclusions are, nothing's really ready for prime time right now. There's still research that needs to go on, and all of these systems should be reevaluated as they mature a little bit further. Thank you.